Cecil closed the novel with a bang. "Oh, Cecil, how you made me jump." "I will inflict Joseph Emery prank on you no longer."
I can just remember us all three going into the country for the day and seeing as far as Hindhead. It is the first thing that I remember.
Cecil got up. The man was ill-bred. He hadn't put on his coat after tennis. He wouldn't do. He would have strolled away if Lucy had not stopped him.
"Cecil, do read the thing about the view."
"Not while Mr. Emerson is here to entertain us."
"No, read away. I think nothing's funnier than to hear silly things read out loud. If Mr. Emerson thinks us frivolous, he can go."
This struck Cecil as subtle and pleased him. Somewhat mollified, he sat down again.
"Mr. Emerson, go and find tennis balls."
She opened the book. Cecil must have his reading and anything else that he liked.
"Am I really to go?" asked George.
"No, of course not really," she answered.
"Find me chapter 2, said Cecil, yawning.
Chapter 2 was found, and she glanced at its opening sentences. She thought she had gone mad. She heard her voice saying,
"It isn't worth reading. I never saw such rubbish."
He took the book from her.
"Leonora," he read,
sat pensive and alone. Before her lay the rich champagne of Tuscany, dotted over with many a smiling village. The season was spring.
Miss Lavish knew, somehow, and had printed the past in draggled prose for Cecil to read and for George to hear.
"A golden haze," he read, "afar off the towers of Florence, while the bank on which she sat was carpeted with violets. All unobserved, Antonio stole up behind her." Lest Cecil should see her face, she turned to George and saw his face.